With Google handling over 8.5 billion searches a day, and with 46% of those searches from people looking for local businesses, getting your business to the top is essential for getting more local customers. In this video, I'm going to show you everything you need to do to get to the top, completely dominate the first page, and grow your business profit every single month. And I mean everything. I'll be showing you how to set up and optimize your Google business profile, master local SEO to secure the top organic listing, craft a high converting homepage for your website, set up Google Ads effectively, and build a landing page that increases your conversion rates. Everything covered in this video comes from 12 years of first-hand experience, and each element provides real value that will in turn bring remarkable changes to your business performance. So you'll want to make sure you watch until the end to get the full benefit. Implement all of these steps into your marketing efforts, and I promise that your business will dominate Google and you'll see a sharp increase in leads. If you're new here, hi, I'm Kurt from OneBase Media, and I'm here to help you get more local customers for your service business. So if you don't want to miss any videos, join our community and hit that subscribe button and the bell icon to get notified. Now, before we get into all of these, you need to decide on your niche. If you're a roofer offering multiple services such as roof installations, roof repairs, roof surveys, and flat roofing, it takes more time and money to market all these services. So instead, we just want to focus on your most profitable service with low competition but high search volume. To find out the search volume of a niche and see if there's demand in the market, go to SEMrush and put in your service and location. For instance, flat roofing in London. As you can see, this keyword has a good monthly average search volume and an easy keyword difficulty, meaning very little competition, indicating that this is a good service to niche down on. Now that we've selected a niche, it's time to optimize our Google business profile. 94% of calls to local businesses come from GMB. So we want our business to rank on top when someone searches for our service. These are all the steps you need to follow for your business listing to start ranking on top of the Google Map Pack whenever someone searches for your services in your location. So first of all, Google have changed the dashboard. You might remember you used to have a dashboard where you could edit all the details of your listing, but now it's laid out like this. You can see it once you're logged into the Gmail account that's connected to the listing. You just need to do a Google search for your company name, then you will see these tiles. You have edit profile, read reviews, messages, add photos, performance, advertise, products, services, bookings, Q&A, add in updates, asking for reviews. This one is for the review shortcode. And then if we look at the listing, you can click on edit information to fill out all of the business details. This video will show you how to optimize everything displayed here. First of all, let's run through the business information. To start, make sure your business name is correct. Now, we know it's tempting to stuff this full of keywords, and we've tested this, and it does work, but very temporarily. Let's say you're a plumber based in London, you could put Plumber London and then your business name in the title. Every time we've tested this, the map might show higher, but for a very short space of time. Google eventually sees it and replaces the name without the keyword. Basically, it's not worth it and has very little effect on the rankings.
It's not worth it.
We found the best way to put the business name in is to use the same name you have on your website and every other directory you've submitted to online. So if you have listings on Yelp or even other search engines like Bing, make sure the company name is exactly the same on your GMB listing as it is on these directories. Doing this keeps everything uniform across your online presence, and Google ranks your Google My Business listing higher. Now for your categories. Google lets you place up to 10. There's some evidence to suggest that using just one has an impact on the rankings, but we found using as many as you can makes more of an improvement, and you will show it in the top three of the map pack for more keywords. Make sure you definitely offer the service you are putting in the category though. A great tool we use is GMB Everywhere. It's free and I've left the link in the description. This tool will help you find all the categories related to your business. First of all, set up an account and download the free Chrome extension. Click on the Chrome extension and it will open up the map. Now search for your service in your location. Let's say plumbers in London again. Now, next to every listing, you're going to see the categories and the button saying find more. Click through to this and it will show every category they're using for their business, plus a ton of other suggested categories. Get a list together that are relevant to your business and list them in the category section on your listing. We've definitely seen a big increase in calls and website visits for adding more categories, but only if they are 100% accurate to what the business offers. Also, it gives you an extra boost if the category is mentioned on your website. This way, Google will pick up the keywords from the website and you will rank higher. Once you've done the categories, we want to move on to the company description. There are two main issues we see when we optimize business listing descriptions. They've either not been filled out at all, or they are spammed with a ton of keywords. The best way to optimize a listing is to use the full 750 words available and mention a few of the keywords you would like to show up for in there. Don't spam them, just make sure they're in there in a natural way. If writing business descriptions is not your strong point, AI can definitely help with this. You can get this done by heading over to ChatGPT and get it to write it for you. For this example, let's say you're an electrical company based in London. In this instance, you could type something like this. Write me a 750 word business description for my electrical company. We are based in London and cover all the boroughs. We are a family run business and offer everything from small repairs to full rewiring installations. We have also been established for over 20 years. Use the keywords electrical repairs and fault finding. Now watch ChatGPT do its thing and write you a detailed company description. Go in and make any edits and then put this into your company description. For your opening date, we've seen a definite advantage to business profiles that are older. So if you're just starting out, your business will have a disadvantage to profiles that were created before yours. You can edit this, but of course, it's always best to put the truthful answer in there to how long your business has actually been running. But be aware that you will have to work harder on the profile and you might have to wait a few years to start showing up in the top three if all your competitors' listings are more established. Next, your contact number. This is the same as your business name. We found the best number to use is your main office phone that's the same on all the other directory listings. Your website address, this is where you put a link to your main website. One of the main issues we see with this is people using the non-HTTPS version of their website. The best way to use the right URL is to just open up your website or Google your company name, click on the website, copy the URL, and then use this. This will always be the best version to use. For the short name, we've seen no benefit to spamming this with keywords, so just use your company name. Business location, make sure this matches the address on your website and other directories. Now for service areas. You can use postcodes or zip codes depending on where you're based, but we have found you get the best response when you use towns or cities. This will essentially cover all of the postcodes in the towns that you list. Now, if your business only covers one town, then you can also add smaller postcodes as well that are listed in that town. This way you have given Google more information of where you cover and you're more likely to show in the smaller areas. Opening hours, just as the times you're open and closed. Easy one. You can also add special hours for public holidays and any specific dates that you'll be closed. With the adding more hours, you can add specific times that you'll be closed. Now onto the more section. Again, we're gonna suggest filling out all of this. You want to fill in everything really to make the listing as complete as possible. So accessibility, amenities, planning, check all the boxes that are relevant and true for your business. Now your business description is complete. So let's go through the rest of the tiles. So with reviews, you want to respond to every review that comes through. A great way to respond is to reply and mention the service that you provided. So if you're a heating business, reply with something like, "Thank you for your review. We were happy to help with your boiler repair." This way you can get the keywords in a response, and we've seen significant improvements to the rankings of businesses that use keywords in their responses. We're definitely not saying to spam the response with keywords, but do use them where you can. Now for messages, you can either turn this on or off. We'd recommend turning it on, but if you do, it's a good idea to download the app on your phone so they don't get missed. And they will because you won't remember to log in. Probably quite obvious, but this feature is where customers can message you directly through the listing. It works great for local service businesses and retail shops. For adding photos, you have three options. Photos from inside the business, your logo, and the cover photo. We would recommend updating all three. For photos from inside the business, add images of your team, projects, inside your premises, before and after photos of your work, and anything that will build more trust with your potential customers. You can also upload videos there as well. For your logo, make sure it's a nice, clear, high quality image. We usually resize it to 450 by 450 pixels. And for your cover photo, have a nice banner that shows all of your services or a picture of your premises or team. Now, for the amount of images you upload, we always aim for adding more than the closest competitor. So do a Google search for your service in your town and see who is at the top of the map listing. If they have 50 plus images, we would recommend doing the same or even more. A few optimization tricks is to name every image before uploading it. So if you're a landscaper, call the image something like garden-design.jpg or landscaping-london.jpg. This is just giving Google more information on what the image is. Now, another tool you can use is geoimager.com. Upload at least 10 of your images to this tool and type in the area it was taken. The tool will now geotag the image with the longitude and latitude. Now, download the page and upload to your profile. This shows Google where the image was taken and it increases the chances of your listing running locally. Now, all of this is great for image optimization, but we found one of the best ways to get images optimized is by encouraging your customers to include images on their reviews. Get them to take pictures of the work you did, and then when they review your business, to also include a lot of images in the review. This is magic for your business listing and will really help you get found for local keywords. Now onto performance. This is another one that's changed quite a lot over the last few years, but it shows you key metrics on what you're getting found for. So that's things like how many visits, phone calls, and also a lot more. So here you can take a look at how many people have viewed and what keywords triggered the views and the interactions. You can use this data later to optimize the listing further. On the advertising tab, this is for Google Ads. And if you're looking to run Google Ad campaign, we have a full video on how to set up a campaign in the description. For products, this is an amazing way to get more keywords and services on your listing. Now, if you're not selling specific products that are shipped out to the customer, like shoes, for example, then your service is your product. Like this loft conversion company, we've updated their listing with house renovations, garden rooms, house extensions. So on the listing, click on edit, add a new product, give it a name, select category. We don't usually put a price in here, but you can if you want to. Add a description and then put a link in here. Now, whenever someone Googles your company name, they can scroll through your products, and when they click on them, there will be a description and a link to the specific page on your website. We've seen a definite improvement to profile performance when adding product. For services, Google will automatically list a ton of keywords associated with the categories you've put in. Now, it's very tempting to click on everything to try and get as much exposure as possible, but do carefully think about everyone you click on. Make sure they definitely match up with the services you provide, or you'll get a ton of nuisance phone calls, and also it's bad for your rankings as it will dilute the listing and Google will be a bit confused about what service you do actually provide. Onto bookings. Now, this is a great way to talk about online bookings. You can either link this to your contact page, or if you have a Calendly profile page, you can use this so people can book directly into your diary. Next, Q&A. This is where customers can ask you questions. There is an option to ask yourself questions and answer them, but we wouldn't suggest doing that on Google My Business. Over time, people start asking you questions on here, so if you respond to them, it will give your potential customers more information about your company. Now onto updates and posting.
Updates already. I should update.
This is one of the most powerful parts of having a GMB listing. If you scroll under your business profile, you can see where the posts are displayed. We've seen a significant increase in calls for businesses that post at least 2 times a week. To post on here, just click on Add Update and you have the option to add a generic update. This can be something that's happening in a business, an award you've won, a new review, just anything can be posted here. If it's a new service or something you want to promote on your website, you can also put a link in the post as well. For offers, you can add any upcoming offers. You can put a start and end date on these offers, add images, put voucher codes and links and anything like that. This is a great way to promote an offer you're running. And for events, you can do the same and promote any events you have going on. Like we said, it's good to post regularly on here. And if you're already posting frequently on other social media channels, then try using tools like Buffer or Hootsuite. These allow you to link all your social media channels, including your GMB listing, so that when you post once, it will post to all the channels. And last, but most definitely not least, we have Ask for Reviews. This is great for getting a short code to your reviews. Simply copy the link, send to your customers, and ask them if they'd be nice enough to leave a review. This really does work well, because if you ask a company to leave you a review, a lot of the time they don't know where to look or where to leave it. So by sending them this link, it automatically opens up the reviews and makes it easier for them to leave one. Next, you want to do local SEO. Again, this is so your business shows up on the first page whenever someone Googles your service. 98% of customers go online to find information about local businesses. So if we're not on the first page, we don't get found. For this video, as an example, I'll be doing SEO for a roofing company. But all the tips, techniques, and steps I show you can be used for any business, such as plumbers, roofers, or anything else. We'll be using this Google spreadsheet to organize our data and track our SEO. Inside the spreadsheet, I've created different tabs. The first one helps us monitor our website's pages. The second sheet is for competition research. The third tab assists in building our content strategy. The fourth will help us get listed on local directories. The fifth is for keeping track of our optimized content for local SEO. And the last tab is the task list. Now, don't worry if it all sounds confusing right now. By the end of this video, I promise it will be crystal clear on how to use this. You can find the link to this spreadsheet in the description. Now, the first thing we're going to do is pick a website that isn't doing well on Google and isn't showing up on the first page. Now, this isn't a website that we've built. We've just picked this for the purpose of the video. I'm going to use Metro Roofing in London as an example. Our first step is to do an audit of the website to see where we stand. I'm going to use Screaming Frog and paste our website link over here. Change the setting to HTML and then export all the pages. Rename it Roofing London and hit enter. Screaming Frog has downloaded all the URLs from our website and we're going to paste them into our page URL column. Now we'll assign page types. The home page and the flat roof page will be labeled as main navigation pages. And the contact page will be site info. You want to assign a page type to all the pages and then sort them by A to Z. Now we will fill in the content action column. In this column, we'll put in what corrective actions we need to take to rank each page higher on Google. So let's go to our first page, which is the home page, and put in our main keyword we're targeting, which in this instance is Roofing London. We can see we're currently ranking at 65 in Google. Now, when we take a closer look at our page, we can see that we're a little light on content. Let's go back to Google and search for Roofing London. Click on the top page, which is Element Roofing Company, and we can see their homepage has much more content and is better built. So in the content action column, let's put in optimized content because we need to improve the content so that our homepage can compete with our competitors. Let's check the flat roofs page. Again, we see there is not a lot of content. When we search for Flat Roofing London, we'll click on the top results and again, their page has more content. So we'll go back to our sheet, mark optimized content for the flat roof page and for every other navigation page as well. For the technical action column, we'll mark all the navigation pages as leave as it is, because we just need to optimize the content here, except for the index page. This is because the index page is a duplicate of our home page and we don't want two pages competing for the same spot. Therefore, we will redirect the index page to our home page. So now we know what we need to do with all the current pages on our website. So the second step is to do competition research. Switch to the competitors list and we'll start filling in all the details. In the client's website column, put in a website we're trying to rank. To find our competitors, we'll simply Google Roofing London and take the top two ranking websites. Now copy and paste the website link in the competitors column. Put in the business name for our website and our competitors. Next, let's find age of the domain. For that, just click the link in the how to find column, put in our competitors website link, and we can see the domain authority is 19 and the age of the domain is 13 years old. So for London Roofing Company, we'll put 19 in domain authority row and 13 years of age in the domain row. Domain authority and age of domain play an important role in ranking websites on the first page. Now let's do the same for our example website. We can see our website is 5 years old. So let's put that on our sheet. Next task is to find out local ranking for main keywords and overall SEMrush traffic. Let's go to SEMrush, put in our competitor's website and hit enter. We can see they're getting over 700 organic search traffic each month. So let's put that in the sheet. Now let's go back to SEMrush and see what keywords they're ranking for. We can see these are all the keywords. So let's export these into a CSV file and then upload the file in a new sheet. Now we have all the keywords that London Roofing Company is ranking for. Let's head back to SEMrush. Click on pages so we can see all of their top pages. Now click on export. Make another new spreadsheet and paste the data in this sheet. Now we have the data of all their top pages as well. Copy the links of the top keyword and top pages spreadsheet and paste them back into our sheet. To find out the number of reviews on Google, let's Google the name of our competitor and click on their Google business profile. We can see they have 19 reviews, so we can put that in our sheet. And for images, they have only 2 images, so we'll put that in our sheet as well. For website speed, we'll go to GT Metrics and put in our competitor's website link and change the location to UK. They're scoring a B in the website speed, so once again, we'll put that in our sheet. For referring domains, go to Ahrefs Backlink Checker and put in a website link. This tells us they have 42 backlinks. That will go in our sheet as well. And finally, to check pages indexed, go to Google, put in site in front of the website address, and we can see that they have 107 pages indexed on Google. That means we need at least 107 pages to compete with a London roofing company. We're going to repeat the same process and fill in the detail for our other competitor. You can see that all the details have been filled. Now we can compare and carry out analysis on where we're falling behind. Our Google listing has more reviews and images than our competitors, but we still need more to rank on the map pack. So let's Google roofing London, and we'll see in the map pack that the top listing has 70 reviews. We, on the other hand, have only 22 reviews. We need to make sure we get at least 50 more reviews so we can start showing up on the map pack. Our domain authority is 2, and our competitors have a higher domain authority than us, indicating they have more content on their website and more backlinks. To improve our domain authority, we need to upload more content to our website. We're lagging behind in our website speed as well. We've got a D. We also have a feeble amount of backlinks, only 3, whereas our competitors have 42 and 55 backlinks. Our website has only 8 pages indexed, while our competitors have 107 and 20. So we really need to improve on all of these metrics. So let's go back to our task sheet and put in get an extra 50 plus Google reviews. This might sound like a lot, but we need it to be competitive. Okay, now we can go to our competitors' keyword sheet and see what keywords they are targeting. We also want to start ranking for these keywords. We can see how many searches each of these keywords are getting every month. So with all this data, we can start building our own content strategy. Go to their top pages sheet. These are the pages that are pulling all the traffic. We can take ideas from this data and use it to build our own pages to generate traffic. Let's take a look at the other competitors' keyword sheet. We can see roofer Southeast London is getting 50 searches a month, making this a good keyword to target for a local landing page. Chimney flash and repair could also be a good blog post to get more traffic to our website. You get the idea. We want to go through each of these keywords and pages to see where we can improve. Now, the next step is to build our content strategy. To build our content strategy, let's go to our top competitors' websites. We can see in the navigation bar, they've got all these different service pages. Let's go through to chimney repair, and we can see they're targeting the whole county of London. We want to start building pages based on these competing pages. So let's start with drone survey repairs and mark it as main navigation page. Let's do the same with other pages. We'll put in chimney repairs, roofing repairs, gutter repairs, and roof insulation. We can also build pages for different roof types. So let's put in slate roofs as well. Mark them all as main navigation pages. For main navigation pages, we want to target the whole county, which in this case is London. Now let's build local landing pages. Let's go to Semrush again and type in roofer London, and when we click see all keywords, we can see roofer North London has 70 searches a month, making it a good keyword to target. We'll put that into our sheet along with roofer South London and roofer West London as well. We'll also check our competitors' keyword list, and we can see roofers in Wembley has 140 searches, another good keyword to target. So let's put that into our sheet and mark all of these as local landing pages. We want to go to ChatGPT and put in the prompt, give me all the boroughs in London. You'll see it will generate a list of all the boroughs. So let's take Bexley and put roofers Bexley in Semrush. We can see it gets 10 searches a month. Not a lot of search volume, but we still want to build a page for this keyword. Next, let's take roofers Bromley and check the search volume. We can see this one has 170 searches, so another good page to build. Repeat the same process using Semrush, ChatGPT, and the keywords from our competitors to build more local landing pages. Next, we want to build blog posts. I recommend building at least 20 to 30 blog posts for your website. To get blog post ideas, go to Semrush and type tiled roof. Semrush gives us questions that people are asking about a tiled roof. How to replace a roof tile has 170 monthly searches. So let's open this on Google. We can see that this website, Roofing Megastore, has published an in-depth blog post on how to replace roof tiles, because such blogs get a huge amount of inbound traffic, which will turn into leads. Another way to get blog ideas is to use Google. When we Google flat roofs, Google gives us questions that people frequently ask. We can take these questions and start building blogs for our own website. So let's go back to our sheet and put in how to replace roof tiles and which is the best flat roofing. Using Semrush, we can see people are searching for how to insulate a flat roof 210 times a month. This will also be a good topic to build a blog post about. Mark all of these as blog posts. We want to fill in this entire sheet with lots of navigation pages, numerous local landing pages, and plenty of blog posts. That way, we'll have a well-built, substantial website. The next step is to get listed in all the local citations or directories. We've already provided a list of directories for you to submit to, so go ahead and submit your information to them. For a local citation audit, visit Semrush and input your website link. You can see our online presence is bad. Listings to fix are 22, and down here, we are not present in all of these directories. Now for a fee, we can get SEMrush to submit to all of these directories for us. If you want to submit to all of these directories manually, you can use this sheet as a checklist and fill in all the details in the columns as you make your way through each directory. We also need to get listed on niche specific directories. Simply go to Google and type in roofing directory and Google will show you directories related to roofing. We can submit to these directories over here and get listed on them as well. Use this sheet and get listed on all the local directories mentioned here and get listed on at least 10 niche specific websites as well. This will help you outperform your competitors by a mile. Our next step is to optimize our content using Surfer SEO. Now we want to optimize all of our main navigation pages. We'll copy all of them and put it in this sheet. Let's take our homepage. The keyword we want to rank for is Roofing London. And by using SEMrush, we can see that it has 1,300 monthly searches. Now let's go to Surfer SEO and put our main keyword, Roofer London. It will provide suggestions for similar keywords to Roofer London. Select all the variations suggested. We'll use one credit for this and copy and paste the content from our website into Surfer SEO. Once we put in our content, we can see that we have a score of 36. Now check the scores of other websites on the first page. We need to ensure that our score is the highest to rank on the first page. Surfer SEO also tells us how many words, headings, paragraphs, and images we need to start ranking on the first page. It also gives us suggestions for headings like Roofer London. So let's change this heading to Roofer London and we can see our score goes up to 37. So basically we want to optimize our content using the suggestions Surfer SEO gives us. Now you can see after I've optimized the content, our score has shot up to 68. That's a much better score. Now this page will rank better on Google. We want to do the same for all the other pages. That is, put them into Surfer SEO and start optimizing the content. Next, we want to change the URL of these pages. We want the keyword London in all of the URLs. This is because these are our main navigation pages and we're targeting the whole county with them, which is London. Also, we want all our titles and descriptions to be perfect. Let's go to our pitch roof page and we can see the title. So we want Pitch Roof London in front and Metro Roofing at the end in the title. For the description, we can see they are just spamming keywords, but we want the descriptions to specifically mention pitch roof. So we want to rewrite the title and description for all our pages. Both the title and description should have the service that we provide and our location in them. So you'd have Roofing London or Drone Roof Survey London. The next step is to build backlinks for our website. Go to Google and search Roofing Right For Us. Websites like Roof Pros, another roofing site, are looking for guest posts. Here we'd reach out to them to inquire if there's a cost or if we can do a guest post for free. If we write a good piece of content for their website, they'll link back to us. We can write a guest post on tiled roofs or slate roofs and publish it on their site, and that blog will link back to our tiled roof or slate roof page. Next, we'll do a site audit. Go to SEMrush in the site audit section, put in our domain, and it will tell us technical errors and warnings on the website. When we click on errors, it will show us all the issues we have. And similarly, when we go on the warnings, it lists us all the problems as well. Now, some of these issues are technical, for which you will need to get a developer to resolve them. What we recommend is to first upload all the content and then do an audit and start resolving the issues. Next, we want to build our site structure. So our homepage, which is targeting Roofer London, will have all our main navigation pages in the navigation bar on the website. These are all the services we offer, so they should show up on the website like this. We also recommend having an About Us page, a gallery page, and a contact page as well. Now for local landing pages, we can have an Area We Cover page on the navigation bar on the homepage, or we can have them in the footer. But make sure to internally link all the local landing pages to the website. Now for the blogs. Again, you can have it in the footer or in the navigation bar. But for a service websites like roofing, I would recommend putting blogs in the footer. So that's the site structure you want to have for your website. Next step is to create your local schema for your website. Local schema is a code that gives Google information about our business. So go to ChatGPT and put in the prompt, write me a local schema for our roofing company based in London. And it will generate a code for us that we can copy and paste on our website. We just need to put our business details in. We can go one step further and add details about our business in the prompt itself. So when ChatGPT generates the code, it will have all our information in it and then we can just simply copy and paste it on our website. Next step is to get a sitemap on our website. A sitemap is a structured list of all the pages on our website. It is a guide for Google and it helps it navigate through the site more efficiently. So go to a sitemap generator website, put in our link, and then you can download the sitemap and upload it to your website. Do this step after you've built all of your pages. Now the final step is to go to our task list and tick off all the tasks that we've completed. The very last thing we need to tackle is the visual change on our website. We want our contact number on top of the page, usually in the navigation bar. Once we've done it, we can tick it off. For the sticky navigation, the navigation bar needs to stick to the page when we scroll down. So we already have that, so let's tick that off. For a clear call to action, we need a big call to action button, like get a free quote. We need to have it either in the navigation bar or as a pop-up. We also need reviews on the homepage because it adds credibility. We also need to have a gallery page and also images of our work on the service page. For example, if you have a service page for flat roofing, we need images of flat roofs on that page. And this is the entire strategy that you can use to organically rank first on Google. Now that you're ranking on top for organic listings, you need to have the perfect homepage that will pull in traffic and convert them into leads. Your homepage is the most important part of your website when it comes to local SEO, but so many companies fail to realize this fact. They have great service pages and in-depth articles on their blog, but a website homepage is still not optimized correctly. Now, start by breaking it down. Your homepage will pull in the majority of the traffic for a local service business. You want your homepage to rank for the main keyword, and your main keyword will be your core service. For instance, if you're a roofer in London who does flat roofing, slate roofing, and roof surveys, all of these will be different internal service pages looking to rank for all of those different keywords. But you want your homepage to rank whenever someone searches for your main service and location, so roofer in London. Now let's take a look at a homepage we've built that's optimized for traffic and leads. When you Google Garden Rooms Essex, you can see our client's website ranking on top of the map pack and number one in the organic search results. The top of the homepage is the hero section. This is the first thing a potential customer will see when they land on your website. You want to make sure the hero section shows your product or service in the best possible light. For this website, we've shot a video showcasing their service. So as soon as someone lands on the homepage, they are blown away by the product and the quality of the company's work. But if you haven't got video footage, you can use a high resolution image or images of your work instead. Then you want to create some urgency or show your business's unique selling point. We don't want to lose the customer on the first visit, so we want to have a USP that motivates them to make an inquiry straight away. In this case, the company is offering a free TV and £500 worth of vouchers. Quite enticing.
Nice.
So think outside the box and see what discounts or gifts you can offer. Think of something you can give away for free, but it still keeps your product or service super profitable. Alex Hormozi mentions this a lot in his book, $100 Million Offers, where he talks about making offers so good, people feel stupid saying no. Make your offer better than all of the competition and watch your sales increase. Next, you want to make sure that all of your contact details are displayed prominently on the homepage. So here the contact details are in the header of the homepage, and even if you scroll down, the header always stays with you. This ensures the contact details are always right in front of the customer's eyes. You'll be surprised how many websites we see where you have to look for the contact page or contact details. If they're difficult to find, the potential customer will leave the page. And as the saying goes, if you confuse them, you lose them. You also want to have an FAQ section on your homepage. However, since this is a long homepage, we've created a different FAQ page and put it in the navigation bar. Like we said, ideally you do want the FAQ section on the homepage, but if you do have a different page for it, then make sure it's linked in the navigation bar so that it's easily accessible. You want to have all of your social media profiles linked up here in the header. So if someone wants to check out your social media, they can directly do it by clicking on these icons. It's really important to make sure the social media icons are in the header and footer. Next, you want to ensure the main keywords, which in this case is Garden Rooms Essex, is in the H1 tag on the website. The H1 helps users and search engines understand the primary topic of your page. Adding your main keyword into the H1 increases the chances of your homepage ranking for the keyword. You also want to have the main keyword, which is Garden Rooms Essex in this instance, in your title. This also helps in the ranking. So if we go into the source code of the website, you can see the main keyword in the title. We also recommend having a professionally produced corporate video on your homepage to showcase your services. This video acts like a silent salesman, showing people the quality of your work and getting you more inquiries. According to HubSpot, 54% of consumers want to see video on a website, and it's been said to improve conversion rates by up to 80%. So it's seriously worth considering getting a video on your homepage if you don't already have one. We've previously split tested pages with and without video and can 100% confirm that the ones with video always convert better. Next, ensure that the various versions of your main keywords are included in the H2 tag. For instance, we have garden building in Essex here. This phrase is a variation of the main keyword Garden Rooms Essex. Beneath that, you can provide some brief details about your services and company. To find variations of your main keyword, go to Google Keyword Explorer and search for your service, and Google will show you close variations. Include these keywords in your subheaders and content without spamming them in on the page. Moving on, you'll also want to include your work process on your website. This is because people want to understand how your services work before they give you a call. Here we've outlined a straightforward and easy to understand process. This helps Google crawl through the information and answers questions your customers might have before giving you a call. Next, you want to display all the services you provide and link them back to the main service page. So as you can see, garden bars, steam rooms, jacuzzi, and garden game rooms are all displayed over here. This helps users navigate through your website and see all the services you offer. It also helps Google crawl the page and rank the pages higher. Similarly, if you're a roofer or a plumber, you want to have all the different variations of your service on your homepage and then internally link them back to the main service page. Next, make sure your homepage showcases all your recent projects. Upload images of your best work and feature them prominently. This builds trust and credibility in your business. When someone clicks on your homepage, you want it to do two main things: build trust and demonstrate you can provide an excellent service. Uploading images of your work accomplishes both of these goals. Next, you want to have a section on why people should choose you over your competitors. You can see we have a nice image of a garden room, and beside that, we've given reasons why people should choose us. So our customers can go through this section and it will dispel any hesitancy they may have about our services. Next, you want to have testimonials and reviews prominently featured on your homepage. You can either write them like this or take screenshots of your Google reviews or reviews from other sites like Trustpilot or Facebook and display them. We found screenshotting the reviews works great because people instantly recognize they're real, and that's far more powerful than just writing them on a website. If you do decide to write them on the site, link the pages with the logos to the review pages like we have done here with Google and Trustpilot. Moving towards the end, you want to make sure you have a really strong call to action. Like here, visitors can fill in this form and send in their inquiries. Also display all your accreditations to show that you're a legitimate business. This will also help build trust with the user. And finally, in the footer, include all the company details such as terms and conditions, privacy policies, social media links, address, and your contact details. And that is how a perfect homepage should be. With a top listing ticked off for the map pack and the organic listings, you'll now want to move on to Google Ads. You'll definitely want your business to show up for Google paid ads as well. So I'm going to be showing you how to set up and launch your very first Google ad campaign for your local service business. So first, when you're starting a new campaign, you need to select an objective. Google will give you all these options like sale, leads, website traffic, but you want to select create a campaign without a goals guidance. This objective will give us full control over the ads without any of Google's suggestions. For select campaign type, we want to select search because we want our ads to show up on Google whenever someone searches for our services. Now we want to name our campaign. For this video, I'll be building the ad campaign for a roofing company based in London. So we'll name the company Roofing London, then click on agree and continue. Next, we want to set our bidding goal. You might be tempted to go straight into conversions here, but because this is a new ad account with no previous data from ads, you want to select clicks. Once the ad is up and running, you want to come back and change bidding goal to conversions. Below that, you want to check this box that says set a maximum cost per click bid limit. It's very important we do this because if we don't set the maximum cost per click limit, Google will show us how much it loves spending our money and will charge us a huge amount per bid for every click,
exhausting our ads budget very quickly.
So let's put £7.04. Why the extra 4p? We always put a random number at the end, like 4 pence or 12 pence, because then we will outbid anyone who's just bidding £7. We want to analyze this data after we start running the ad and see if we're being outbid by our competition. We'll then accordingly increase or decrease the bid limit. After that's done, click on next. Now we're in campaign settings. Turn off display networks. Ideally, we want to also turn off search networks, but we'll keep it running for the first month of the campaign. After a month, we can come back and see if this is converting in our Google Ads dashboard or if it's just wasting our ad spend. If it's not converting after a month, turn it off as well. Next, we want to select our location. From here, you can do your geo-targeting and target the areas you want your ads to show in. By default, the presence or interest option will be selected because again, Google wants to spend as much money as possible. But if this option is selected, it will show our ads to people outside of the London area. So select presence, people in or regularly in your target location, so that we only target people who are in the London area. Next, put in your location, London. You can be even more specific and you can target your exact borough or town you provide your services in. Then set your language to English because we want people who speak English to view our ads. Next, click on more settings and in ad rotation, select optimize, prefer best performing ads. By doing this, Google will see which ads are performing the best and allocate more of our budget to those which are bringing in more conversions. So if you have multiple ads within an ad group and you want to split test them, then this is the best option, as Google is really good at pushing your budget to the best performing ads. You can also do it manually if you like. For that, select do not optimize, rotate ads indefinitely. and you can come back and delete or pause the ads which are not converting. As you can see over here, we have not selected an end date, so the ads will keep running and you can turn them off whenever you choose to. For our ad schedule, you want to put in your days of work, and for the time, put in the times your offices are open or the time you want to take calls. Even if you operate 24/7, for the time, put in from 12 a.m. to 11:45 p.m. Now what will happen is that you'll see that your ads are converting very well in some parts of the day, and during some parts they are not converting at all. For instance, you see a lot of clicks on your ads in the midday during working hours with no conversions at all. But in the evenings, your ads are converting really well because people are at home, back from work, and have time to inquire about your services. So then you can start optimizing the ad timings accordingly. In short, you don't want to run ads 24/7. Instead, look at the data and optimize your ads constantly for lower cost per lead and better results. After you've done this, click next. Now put in the URL you want the traffic to visit. We'll put in londonroofing.com for the purpose of this video. Now we want to enter the keywords that we want to target. To select winning keywords, we'll go to the Keywords Planner tool in Tools and Settings. Then you want to type in the keywords for the services you provide. So let's type in Roofing London and Roof Repair. Let's say, for instance, we're building this whole campaign for roof repairs. We'd click on Add Filters, select Keywords, then click on Contains and type in Repairs and click Apply. Now Google will only show you the keywords that have the word repair in them. Now we can start selecting the keywords that represent our services, like roof repairs in my area, emergency roof repairs, minor roof repairs, tile roof repairs, and urgent roof repairs. We have a fully detailed video on how to use the Keyword Planner tool for local keywords research. The video link will be in the description. So next, copy and paste the selected keywords in our keywords section. Currently, all these keywords are set as broad match. In broad match, your ads will show up for searches that are irrelevant to the services you offer, which will lead to wasted clicks. So instead, you want the keywords to be phrase match. Wrap each keyword in double quotes to turn them to phrase match. Next, you want to put in your URL, roofinglondon.com. So whenever someone clicks on your ad, they will go through to this domain. As you can see, whatever you type in here will reflect back in the ad. Because our ad is for roof repairs, we want to put /roof-repairs /after our link. This way, it will send the traffic to our roof repairs landing page. Now for the display path, again, put roof repairs and it will show up in our ads like this. If you were running ads for flat roofing, you put in flat roofing in the display path. So whenever someone clicks on your ad, they will go through to this domain. But let's change it back to roof repairs for this ad. Next, we want to craft our headlines. Now it may seem a bit boring and tedious work, but never underestimate the power of an engaging headline. It's definitely worth putting in the time to write the best possible headlines so your potential customers click on your ads. Headlines are the first elements of your ad that people notice, and if they don't hit the mark, people will click off. So search for Roof Repair London in Google, and you can see this is how Google will display your ads. This will be your headlines, descriptions, and site links. So in order for your ads to compete and stand out, your headlines should be better than your competitors. Let's go back and write our headlines. If you want, you can use the headlines that Google is suggesting. So let's put in emergency roof repairs, and on top you can see that our ad strength is showing incomplete at the moment. But as we keep filling in all the headlines, the ad strength will increase. Put in roof repairs London and local roof repairs, and once you've filled in a few of the services that you offer, we'll move on to headlines. Remember, your headlines should build trust and present the desired outcomes that your customers want from your services. You can put in fast response roof repairs, 157 five-star reviews, London best rated roofers, or even something like finance option available. All these headlines are either building trust in our customers or assuring them that the desired outcomes will be fulfilled if they use our roofing services. For the next headlines, you want to put in dynamic location insertion. Let's put in roof repairs with an open curly bracket and then click on location and select town. And as default, put in London. Now, if someone searches for roof repairs Chelsea, for instance, our ad will show up as roof repairs Chelsea. But if it fails to show Chelsea, it will show the default term, which is London. So basically, by writing it like this, our ad will automatically show the name of the town or location that someone is searching for. And you can see that our ad strength is improving slowly. As well as dynamic location insertion, we can also do dynamic full keyword insertion in a similar way. Type in 5-star rated with an open curly bracket and click on keyword insertion. Now, if someone searches for new roofs insulation, our ads will show up as 5-star rated new roof insulation. Put the default term as roof repairs, and you want to change it to title case so our keyword shows up capitalized. Numbers do really well in headlines, so let's put in 24/7 roof repairs and 45 minutes response time. Next, put in save money on your roof. Got a leak? Get it repaired fast. Large and small repairs and 20 plus years of roofing experience. If you find yourself running out of ideas in your quest to fill in all these headlines, you can do a Google search and see what type of headlines your competitors are using and take inspiration from these. Now you want to fill in all four descriptions. Descriptions offer an opportunity to provide more details about your service. You want to include relevant keywords in your descriptions. So put in London best rated roofing company, 157 five-star Google reviews. Also put in get your roof repaired fast with London's leading roofing company. For the next description, anything from small roofing repairs to full installations. And for the fourth one, family-run roofing business. We care about every customer, great aftercare service. Now that we've filled in all of our descriptions and headlines, you can see that the ad strength is showing as excellent. This is exactly what we want. All ads should have an excellent ad strength. You can't underestimate how much the ad strength affects the performance of our ads. If our ad strength is low, it impacts our quality score, and then we end up paying more for advertising, whilst our competitors who are competing for the same exact keywords pay less. So in order to decrease our cost per click on our ads, our headlines and descriptions should be relevant to our customer searches, and the best indicator for that is the ad strength. Next, we want to upload our logo so our ads look a bit more professional when they show up. Google will ask for some documentation, and once you've verified that it is actually your business, you can upload a high quality logo. Next is site links. Site links are additional links that appear below the main description of your ad. They make your ad look bigger, which in turn gets more clicks. They also allow the customer to access specific landing pages on your website. So all of these are site links, and if you click on this, you'll go to the emergency roofing repair page. This will go to the heating page, and this one will go to the plumbing page. So now let's put in our site links. Type number one roofing company, London, and below you can put in your description and URL. If you have different products and services, you can put them as separate site links as well. We'll put in slate roof repairs for our second site link, and in the URL, roofinglondon.com/slate-roofing. So now, whenever someone clicks on this site link, it will take them to the Slate Roofing landing page. Google wants different URLs for each site links. So if you only have one landing page where you're sending all the traffic, just put in #1 and then #2 after the URL. This will tell Google that you have a different landing pages for different site links, but when a customer clicks on the ad, they'll go to a single landing page. This works as a way to override Google into thinking you have multiple landing pages. Next are your call-out extensions. Again, you want to put all your unique selling points in here. So we'll put in family-run business, quick response time, 24-hour roofing services, then once you're done, click save. Next, we'll cover all the different asset types. So the first one is promotions. If you have a monthly promotion on your services, this is a great way to highlight it through ads. You can have a monetary discount or percentage discount. We will select percentage discount and put 20% and then put in February. And then you can run this ad until the end of February. Next is prices. Prices will show up as little boxes under the ads. So for example, type in £150 and in the description put in roof surveys and it will show your ads like this. You can start adding prices for different services from here, and it's a really good way to make your ads look bigger and occupy more real estate on Google. When done, click save. Now for calls, you'll want to put in your number over here. You definitely want to put in your mobile number because a lot of people directly call to inquire about your services from the ads. It will show up below the ad like this, and whenever someone clicks on the box, it will directly place a call to your number. Next is a lead form. We rarely use this as we don't get many conversions from lead forms for service-based businesses, so our suggestion would be to avoid it. Next is the structured snippets. These are an ad extension feature in Google Ads that allows you to highlight specific aspects of your services by providing additional information beneath the ad. You want to fill out all of these sections with structured snippets by putting in all your keywords and unique selling points. This will help you bulk up your ad and make your ad look bigger than your competitors. And size matters. If you have an app and you want to promote it, you can add it from the app option. But for a roofer, it's not really applicable. So now click on done and then click on next. This is the budget section from where you can set your expenditure. We recommend doing a daily budget. This section is where you can start playing and experimenting with your budget for maximum results. So you see here, Google is recommending us a daily budget of £180 per day and a weekly budget of £1,261. Google will recommend different daily budgets depending on your location. Now London is a very competitive area, so the daily budget is on the higher side. If you're running ads for a less competitive county or location, your daily budget will be lower. Once done, click on next. Now you can review all of your campaign. Make sure everything is in order and then publish it. Once your ad has gone live, leave it running for 10 days and then you can go in and review the data and make changes to optimize the ads for better performance. And that's how you can set up your first profitable Google Ads from scratch. Now the next step is to send all the traffic from our ads to a well-built landing page. You can have an ad campaign that's set up perfectly, but if you're sending people through to a landing page that doesn't instantly solve their problem and give them a reason to buy, they will leave and your budget will be reduced to nothing. Let me begin by showing you the results we're generating for a roofing company through Google Ads. We've spent £494 and have gotten 27 leads for just £18 a lead. This is what a good landing page will do for you. It will convert the clicks on your ads to genuine leads and paying customers. Now, let me reveal to you the four main pillars that a good landing page is built on. The first one is, does your landing page solve a problem? For example, if someone searches for roof repairs in London, your landing page should focus on how your company can quickly repair roofs. Think about the problems your customers face when seeking your service and create a landing page that addresses and solves their problem instantly. And keep it simple. It might sound obvious, but if your ad is about roof installation, your landing page should talk about roof installations. If your ad is about roof repairs, your landing page should be mainly about roof repairs. Basically, don't confuse customers with information about all of your different services. They're looking to solve one particular problem, so your landing page should focus solely on solving that problem for them. The second pillar is about whether your landing page builds trust. Your landing page needs to inspire trust instantly and show that your service is reliable. If you expect customers to invest their hard-earned money in your business, you must be able to show that you're a trustworthy business capable of delivering what you're promising. You can achieve this by displaying testimonials on your landing page. This can be done by including screenshots of reviews from Trustpilot, Facebook, or Google. Now, we like to use screenshots as people instantly know that they're real. It might not look as good as embedding them or having them written on the page, but you want your page to build instant trust. So screenshots work great for this. The third pillar is, does your landing page give your customers a reason to buy? Your landing page should create urgency. When someone clicks on your ad and comes through to your landing page, they're already interested in what you're offering. You just need to give them a nudge by creating urgency and giving them a reason to buy from you. You see this all the time when you walk in a shopping center. Loads of signs for last minute deals that are finishing soon. This is because urgency sells. For your landing page, you can have an offer or a discount that will sway the customer into choosing you. To come up with one, think about your service and what would motivate someone to make an instant purchase from you. Give them such a good reason to buy, they find it hard to say no. And the fourth pillar is a strong call to action. Your landing page must include a clear call to action, which is often overlooked. What should a customer do next? Should they call you or fill out an inquiry form? It needs to be obvious. If your phone number and contact form are not prominently displayed and the customer has to scroll down or put in an effort to find a way to contact you, they may choose to go back and find another business instead. Don't make the customer work to contact you. Ensure your call to action is prominently displayed. So to recap, your landing page has to solve a problem, build trust, give a compelling reason to buy, and have a clear call to action. This is our client's landing page, which is performing really well in terms of conversions. The top section of the landing page is the most crucial part because most people don't scroll past it. So we want to ensure that all their questions are answered right here at the top. We put a solution to our customer's problem in the main header, affordable roof repairs covering London. So if someone is searching for roof repairs in London and clicks on our ad, our landing page addresses their problem directly through our header. This also improves our ad score because if our ad is about roof repairs, then our header and landing page should focus solely on roof repairs and nothing else. By including affordable in the header, we directly address a major concern that people have about roof repairs, which is the price. With just a simple statement, anyone visiting our landing page knows that we offer affordable roof repairs throughout London. Next, we build trust by having screenshots of reviews from known and reputable sites. Sites like TrustaTrader, Checkatrade, or Trustpilot. You want to make sure that the review is lifted from somewhere that is real and your customer can instantly recognize this. If your customers even have the slightest doubt about the authenticity of the reviews or testimonials, they will leave the page straight away. All of these small elements really have an impact on your landing page's performance and will help you generate more leads. Next, you want to give people a reason to buy. So straight away here, we're giving them a few reasons to buy by offering a 15% discount if they send us a message by filling out our inquiry form. Also, below our header, we are offering a 15% discount on all roofing services and we're creating urgency by writing for this month only. Offers like this gently push and nudge the visitors on your landing page to inquire. So think about your business and service and come up with an offer that's just too good to turn down. We also have a clear call to action on our landing page. There's no confusion on what to do if someone wants to contact us. We've made it very easy for our customer to contact us by having a contact form that they can fill or they can directly call us for an instant free quote. All they need to do is click on this button and it will call our client's company directly. This is really great at converting visitors who come to our landing page through mobile, because this button is at the top and with just one tap, they can inquire about our service. In addition to the four main pillars of a landing page, we include bullet points that address common concerns and assure customers that they will achieve their desired outcome by hiring us. Many people worry about their roof leaking again, so we offer a 20-year guarantee. We also emphasize that our prices are affordable and that we are the best roofing company in London. That's all you need to consider when creating a landing page. The best landing pages are the simplest ones. Don't overwhelm them with too many options or make them overthink. Keep it simple so they don't have to spend time thinking and can easily contact you. We've covered the top and the main part of the landing page, but some people do scroll all the way down. So to keep meeting the criteria of the pillars, we want to include our accreditation here as it also builds trust in our service. Below that, list any guarantees that you offer to further reinforce this. When they click on the Get Free Quote button, they'll be taken straight back to the top of the page and the inquiry form. We always want them to be brought back to the top of the page to fill in the form and make an inquiry. Many people don't read every detail on your page, they just skim through it. That's why you should fill your landing page with images of your work and testimonials at regular intervals. When they see these images or testimonials, they'll feel confident that this company knows what they're doing and they're going to be more likely to make an inquiry. Finally, it's important to ensure that your landing page works well on both desktop and mobile devices. It should be easy to use on both platforms. On mobile, the contact number is prominently displayed at the top. You can access the navigation bar easily, and when you scroll down, you'll find the contact form and the accreditations. We want to ensure it's very simple and user-friendly on mobile because most of your traffic for local businesses will come from mobile devices. So it's crucial to make sure it looks just as good on mobile as it does on desktop. Next, you want to set up your local service ads. So what are local service ads? Well, this is a product that Google has launched for service providers such as plumbers, roofers, and electricians, and they're pushing this out more and more and are continuing to add more categories. Local service ads works on a pay-per-lead model, meaning you only pay when you get a call or a message. So now let's take a look at how local service ads work. If we search for roofer in London, you'll see these businesses pop up with Google Guarantee badge. These are the local service ads. Below that are traditional Google ads that work on a pay-per-click model. We'll cover the differences and the advantages later in this video. So whenever someone searches for your services, they will see these local service ads pop up, and then when they click on it, they can see your whole Google business profile. They can see all the services you offer, your reviews, and your business overview. And then they have two options. They can either call you directly or send you a message. One thing missing from here is the option for the customers to visit your website. And that is a deliberate step taken by Google. This is because they want the customers to get in touch with you via a call or a message so that you have a higher chance of converting them into a customer. All these details about your business are directly taken from your Google business profile. So in order to stand out, you need to get your listing looking as good as possible. That means getting loads of reviews, uploading photos, filling in all your details, and listing all the services you provide. Make it a no-brainer for the potential customer to choose you over the other listings. Google service ads are not available for all industries yet. So to check if your business qualifies for this, just Google Guarantee categories, and you'll see a list of the industries that can advertise on this platform. Initially, Google had released this for a few trades businesses like plumbers, but now they're expanding it for more and more businesses. If you fall under any of these categories, that means you're eligible and can start advertising on the local service ads platform. So what are the differences and advantages of local service ads over traditional Google ads? Well, the major difference and the big advantage of local service ads are that they work on a pay-per-lead model, meaning you only get charged when someone calls you or messages you. Now, when it comes to traditional Google ads, you get charged whenever someone clicks on your ads. It doesn't matter if they fill out a form or give you a call. As soon as they click on your ad, Google charges you money. In our experience, Google ads convert at around 10 to 20% from click to call. So if you're paying £5 to £10 a click, it can add up if people are clicking and then not calling you. We find both platforms are great for getting leads though. They just have to be set up correctly. Local service ads offer high visibility. When people search for services like yours, your business appears right at the top. Also, seeing the Google Guarantee badge inspires confidence in customers. It shows potential customers that Google has vetted your business. Only home service businesses that have passed Google screening and verification process can get listed, which can give customers peace of mind. Google only wants the very best businesses in each category to show up on Google Guarantee. Another advantage of local service ads is that setting up traditional Google ads requires in-depth knowledge. You need to do keyword research, create landing pages, craft headlines and offers. It takes a long time to fully master Google Ads, and if done incorrectly, you run the risk of wasting a lot of money. Local service ads, on the other hand, handles a lot of the heavy lifting for you. You don't need any technical knowledge to set them up, making them a bit more hassle-free, and the ads can be set up quickly. An important thing to remember with local service ads is that if you fail to respond to inquiries, Google will remove you from the platform or just stop sending you the leads. So it's essential to stay on top of every inquiry and respond to them promptly. If you find you're unable to reply to all inquiries, you have the option to temporarily pause the ads. Now, let's take a look at its dashboard. This is the client we're currently managing the ads for. This is what your dashboard will look like and where you can manage all of your leads. These are the areas where our ads will show up if someone searches for our services. You can add more areas if you like to expand your area of service. Now, let's look at their completed jobs. You can see these are all the jobs they have completed. You can see the job type, the location, and the lead type. So that's whether it was a phone call or a message. And at the moment, they're paying £18 per lead. You can also dispute leads from the dashboard. If you get a message or a phone call that's not at all relevant to your business, you can dispute it and Google will listen to the call or go through the message and refund you the money. It takes about 40 days for the refund to come through. Google also gives the customer a reimbursement guarantee. So if the customer's not happy with the service that they received, they can get reimbursed by Google. So this is how you set up the ads. It's pretty straightforward. Search for Google LSA and click through the first link. Now you click on the Get Started button or call the number given and it will talk you through the whole setup process. To get listed, you need to be a registered company. You need to submit the required documents like insurance and proof of company registration, and you need to have at least 5 reviews on your Google business profile. So if you really want to dominate the first page and get tons of leads, you need to cover all bases. For a bulletproof strategy, we highly recommend showing up in the local service ads, the Google ads, the Google Map Pack, and the natural listings. With this kind of online presence, your business is going to be the only one a customer will consider when searching for your service in a local area. Thank you for watching until the end. I hope you got a lot out of the video. So our goal here is to help you generate the best quality leads so you can fill out your diary with more customers and grow your business. And that's it from me. And by the way, if lead generation is a problem for you right now, then there's a link in the description that will help you solve that problem in under 3 minutes. I want to say a big thank you again for watching this video. If you want to see more like this, please like and subscribe, and also leave a comment in the comment section letting us know how you get on or if you have any questions. We read and respond to all the comments we get. Have a great day. I'll see you on the next one.